Unit 16 The Football Match 第16单元足球赛 The Football Match Sometimes we also say the football game Lesson 61 第61课请看对话 Did you see the football match yesterday?
Yes, I did.
It was great.
Did we win?
Did you see the football match yesterday?
昨天你看了足球赛吗?
Yes, I did. It was great.
看过了。
See a football play or see a football game.
看足球赛。
So we can also say watch.A football game or watch a football match.
啊，过去很多人学英语时候说什么看球赛只能用 watch, 看电影只能用 see. 啊，实际上并非如此。在现代英语里面，啊，这个都是非常灵活的。
Did we win?
我们赢了吗？
Now let's go on. No, we lost.
不。我们败了。
Number 15 middle school leaders 5-3
lost lose 的过去式
we lost
我们败了52中的球队打败了我们
beat us
52中的赢了我们比分是5-3
Whoa, that's a great score.
Score 是得分比分。
That's a big score.
啊，这可是一个大比分。
Was it an exciting match?
那么这个比赛是非常精彩吗?
Yeah. I've never seen such an exciting match before.
我还从未看过这么精彩的比赛
Such an exciting match. After 70 minutes, our team was winning.
3-2. 在70分钟以后我们队还是3-2领先。
Our team was winning 3-2. So, what happened?
那么后来呢？那么后来发生了什么
？Their team scored 3 goals in the last 15 minutes.
他们的球队在最后15分钟里面啊
，in the last 15 minutes, their team scored 3 goals.
请注意，这个地方 score 是做动词用，表示得分。
The team scored 3 goals.
他们队在15分钟里面进了3个球。
So you see, it must be an exciting match.
所以我们大家可以看到，的确是一场非常精彩的比赛。
In the last 15 minutes, the team of number 52 middle school scored 3 goals.
啊，进了三个球。
Then, what happened?
Let's go on.
Half an hour later,
过了半小时。
Hi, Lily. Did you see the match yesterday?
No, but I just saw Jim. He said he had seen it.
请注意，这个地方就转述 Jim 所说的话。
But I just saw Jim. He said he had seen it.
那这个地方用的过去完成时。他刚才说他看过那场比赛。
So what was the result?
那么比赛的结果如何呢?
So what was the result?
We lost.
They beat us 5-3.
我们败了。他们以5-3的比分
赢了我们 beat us. Petition. He said he had seen it. Had seen it. 过去完成时态。
表示在他说之前完成的动作。啊，他刚才告诉我他看过了。
So he said he had seen it. So what was the result? What was the result of the football match?
那么球赛的最后结果是什么呢？
We lost. That is, they won. Number 52 middle score won.
52中赢了。
We lost.
我们败了。
They beat us 5-3. Beat us
是打败了我们。注意这个地方的 beat 是 beat 的过去式。
Oh dear. Well, was it a good match? What did you think of it?
那么这是一场非常精彩的比赛吗？
Jim怎么看待这场比赛？ What did Jim think of it? What did Jim think of it? He thought it was great.
他认为精彩极了。
He thought it was exciting. He said he had never seen such an exciting match before.
他说他以前还从没看到过这么精彩的比赛。请大家把这一句和刚才的啊，和李雷和 Jim 之间发生的对话的用的一个时态进行比较。那这个地方为什么用过去完成时呢？因为这个地方说 Jim 刚才告诉我啊，刚才说之前他还从没见过看过这样的比赛。好，在这段对话里面呢啊，出现了我们上一个单元学的过去完成时态，请大家特别注意，它一定是在一定的上下文和情景中使用。在对话里面涉及到一些球赛的一些常用的俗语。好，我们看一看。
Beat, win, lose, score.
这是经常在足球赛中要使用的词。请看例子。
In the World Cup,The Swedish blanked the French. The Swedish blanked 2 goals in the game. The Swedish team finally blanked. And the French team blanked.
好，请用适当的动词及其形式填空。那么瑞典打败了法国。瑞典在这场比赛里面进了2个球。那么瑞典最终赢了，法国队输了。
So the answer is like this. The Swedish beat the French.
注意，瑞典赢了法国，这个地方不能够用 win 啊，因为 win 呢只能说赢了比赛啊，赢得了比赛，而赢了某个人，赢了对方，要用 beat 表示打败了对方。
The Swedish beat the French. The Swedish got 2 goals in the game. Score 表示得分，进球。The Swedish scored 2 goals in the game.
在比赛中，瑞典人进了2个球。
And the Swedish team finally won.
最终，瑞典队赢了。
The French team lost.
啊，法国队输了。
So, lose 表示输了， win 表示赢了。
那么 win 还可以说成
win the game. So, the Swedish team finally won the game.
最终瑞典队赢得了比赛。
So, won the game.
还可以表达赢的具体的比分。啊，法国队输给瑞典队了。
We say lost.To the Swedish. So lose to 是败给谁了？ The French team lost to the Swedish. And the Swedish team finally won 2-0.
是以2-0赢了。 是以2-0赢了。OK， 那么刚才我们把有关比赛之中赢了、输了、打败了对方，是以什么比分赢的，得了多少分，进了几个球，这些常用语呢，告诉大家了。所以今后大家在电视前看足球赛，那个要注意用英语来表达。再来，如果是英语的在足球场解说的时候呢，特别耳朵要注意听要注意耳朵听那个解说员他是用英语怎么解说的。 Not so much for this lesson.